Hello, everybody, and welcome to the second installment of Valley Life. I'm your host, Victor Bertato, and today with me I have a very special guest, the Senior Recreation Director at Balboa Sports Complex, which is located on Balboa and Burbank, Miss Catherine Penny.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me here.
Thank you very much for taking the time out of your day and coming on this radio station today.
I'm happy to be here.
Miss, the Valley Life is a show we're based on. Valley and stuff to do that's fun in the valley. As far as valley life, when you think of the San Fernando Valley, what does living or being here mean to you?
Well, I don't live in the San Fernando Valley. I live in the little valley called the San Gabriel Valley. But being out in the San Fernando Valley with my work life, it means providing a program or providing a service for the community that everybody can participate in. And recreation and parks has probably 40 recreation facilities and 5 senior citizen facilities in the valley to provide a variety of activities for the residents of the San Fernando Valley.
Do you get a lot of consumers at your recreational park?
Yes, we, Balboa Sports Complex is all sports all the time, but we also run a summer day camp and a winter day camp. We have some adult fitness classes, and our sport classes start for 3-year-olds all the way up to 15-year-olds. So at any point in time, we have probably 35 classes going on every quarter, and we have anywhere between 200 and 500 children involved in our sport programs.
Many students here at Pierce College are over the age of 18 and what have you. Does your park, for example, offer a program where adults have a chance to play in the sports that they want to play in?
At Balboa, we're mostly geared towards the 3-year-old to the 15-year-old, but we do have an adult men's basketball league on Sunday nights. There is a section of recreation and parks called the municipal sports section, and their specialty, all they do is organize adult sports for adults. So they organize basketball, baseball, softball, volleyball, cricket, soccer, a little bit of adult frisbee. So the municipal sports section organizes leagues, and you can either come in with your whole team or you can come in as a free agent and say, I'm looking for a team to join. And municipal sports offers adult sports year-round.
So many people can begin their own teams at your recreational park?
Yes, or through municipal sports.
Oh, okay. Do you believe that the San Fernando area is the best part to live in Los Angeles because of all the necessities that we have here in L.A.?
Well, I haven't lived in any parts of Los Angeles. I think the valley definitely is more affluent than many parts of downtown LA. There's a lot more to offer here, and there's a lot of nightlife as well as recreational life to offer in the valley.
You mentioned nightlife is a very good example of it. Nightlife to you, what does that mean specifically to you?
Dining, karaoke, pool halls, dancing.
These are all things that you like to do in your free time?
Yeah. Yes.
Karaoke means one of them. Is there any good karaoke clubs that you like to attend? Or,
like I say, when I go home, I go back to the Little Valley. So I'm not really familiar with a lot of karaoke clubs in the valley.
Your recreational park, how can one sign up sign maybe their kids up or maybe someone that they know up?
We do have a little bit of online registration. There is a website, rapbalboasportscenter.com or rapbalboa@lacity.org. Some people can register online, but we hold back only a few spots to register online because our registration is so voluminous at the recreation center that we want to be sure that we don't go over our numbers. So more often than not, most people come in to our rec center, they fill out the registration form, they make the payment, and they are registered, and we give them the information about the league or the class and when they begin.
Do you give many opportunities to anybody who will be interested in maybe coaching or becoming a part-time consultant at your recreational?
Always looking for volunteer coaches. We have had some students from Pierce College over the years that come and volunteer because it helps them if they're working towards a PE major or working with children. So all of our sports programs are coached by volunteer coaches. So we're always looking for people to come in and help take a team.
Many students here like to like either coach or play in the league. I mean, that's a very good, you know, part time, like either job or even volunteer work to be in.
Yeah. And it provides them an opportunity to be a part of the community and contribute something to the community. When you're coaching children, you may not realize it, but three seasons down the road, they still remember you and you're off doing something completely different now. But coaching children touches their lives and makes a difference in their life.
What makes Balboa Sports Complex the best recreational park in your preference?
Quality programming, strong programming, strong volunteer coaches, strong staff. When I hire staff for sports, I'm looking for a person that is working towards a degree in sports. When I'm hiring staff for camp, I'm looking for people that are already in jobs working with children and working towards their college degrees and careers with children, whether it's early childhood education or looking to be a school teacher or looking to be a camp counselor. When I hire people, I look for people that are goal-oriented and already working in the field that they want to pursue when they graduate.
If anybody at Pierce College would be interested in maybe, you know, attending your program or maybe even finding a job or even being a volunteer coach, you would look for that?
I would absolutely look for that. In fact, we are looking right now to hire a couple of recreation assistants in our sports program this fall. We've had three major losses. It's hard in recreation because you get kids when they're 14 or 15 and 16 and hire them and train them, and they grow up with you and stay with the rec center for maybe 5 or 6 or 8 or 9 years. And then all of a sudden they've graduated from college and they're getting full-time work and they're leaving you. So we've had three kids this year that got full-time work related to what they do at the rec center, whether they're working in sports or special event planning. So that's always fun to see that we've trained these kids when they're growing up and now they have full-time work out in the world that they are still contributing and still working in the field.
Many people like to help out the community, so I'm glad that many people like to check out the Balboa Sports Complex. That's very good programs. So I've actually played there myself and I really enjoyed my time there.
Yes.
Maybe be interested in joining an adult league also as well.
Yes. Talk to Derek.
For programs, what are the age requirements for the adults, like, to be into the league?
Adult sports begin at 18, so you have to be 18 to be in it. In some cases, they allow 16 or 17-year-olds. I'm not sure on that, but definitely you have to be 18 to be in adult sports. And most of the recreation centers, some rec centers do house leagues in softball, some do house leagues in basketball or volleyball, and then again, there's a municipal sports section that does probably 90% of the adult sport programming for the Valley.
Is there an age limit in particular where you can't participate in the league after?
No.
Oh, really?
I think municipal sports has senior citizen leagues. I had a group at Balboa for a long time. They always played Tuesday mornings, and they were a bunch of old guys out there, probably 60 to 80 years old, and I would always see them Tuesday mornings, and they had their senior softball. So our philosophy is that recreation is an activity for life.
That's really good. I'm really glad that you guys like to include anybody of all ages, because everybody likes to play sports, and some people haven't.
Well, and also at Balboa, we have a program I'm very near and dear to my heart. Karen Henderson is the coordinator for the VIP League. VIP League is the special needs children and special needs adults. Over my 5.5 years at Balboa, I've watched the VIP League grow from probably 25 participants to right now there's almost 70 or 80. We're almost at the point that we need to split the leagues and create two or three games instead of one game. The VIP League, we have a 14 and under league for basketball, so the VIP participants play a game on Sundays, and then we also have the VIP league for the 14 and over, and there's more adult players. And that program is really fun. It's really fun to watch the kids or the adults, and we're providing an activity for them and including them. It's an inclusive program.
For many of your former past employees that have worked for you, have they all enjoyed their experience either working for you or being a part of the organization there?
Yeah, everybody loves Balboa. It's a hard place to work. So, there's high demands, there's high clientele demands, there's a high customer service demand, there's a quality that is expected, and so not everybody gets to work at Balboa. But mostly the people, when I've hired people, we have kids that have stayed for 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years.
Do they all like either? Is it hard for them to leave the park when it's either their time to leave or they found another opportunity just as well as that?
Yeah, transition is hard. Three of the kids that have graduated and gotten full-time work, they still want to come on Saturdays and work the basketball program. So even though they're working Monday through Friday, they still want to be included, and they aren't quite ready yet to sever that tie. So yeah, I would say by and large, 90% have a really positive experience. I mean, not everybody has a positive experience, and you'd have to be realistic about things. Sometimes there are employees that are either not a good fit, or their heart isn't in it. To be at Balboa, you've got to have 100% heart in what you're doing.
Do you think people in the valley would love to come check out Balboa, in your personal opinion?
Everybody wants to be at Balboa. Yes, we have people that come from West Hills, North Hills. We've had kids come from Pacoima and the North Valley because they want to play at Balboa. Winter basketball season is huge, and winter basketball season throughout recreation and parks, we have the All-Star season, which after your house league, you select your players, your star players, to be on the All-Star team. And Balboa has many banners from being citywide champions all the way around the gym. And so a lot of people know that, you know, if I want to get on an all-star team that's going to win, I want to go to Balboa. There's a lot of talent and a lot of affluent families in the area. So the affluent families have a lot of availability to provide extra coaching and extra guidance and extra training for their kids. So they're in club ball and they're also playing recreation ball. So there's a lot of talent, a lot of talent at Balboa.
How much coaching is available to all the students that may be interested in being at the park? Like, how much time do the either the coaches or the people that are associated with the league make so they can help whoever wants to be in the league?
Well, I'm not sure I understand the question.
Like
The
for
well, with our volunteer coaches, we have meetings where we discuss with them the rules and the guidelines for coaches and how they're expected to behave. So we do have a training session every quarter, which we call our coaches meeting. And so the coaches go through a certain amount of training about how to treat the kids, how to speak with the children, how to fill their emotional bank account. We also have the PCA, Positive Coaching Alliance, that we provide trainings through them. And we, through the municipal sports office as well, they provide a variety of trainings. Right now, there's a woman, Tracy Goldberg, in the municipal sports section, and she's providing training for women to provide more female coaches and more female officials.
many students, you know, as we said before, have a very hard time finding time in order to compete in these leagues. Have you seen many students with like very flexible schedules come in and participate in the leagues as well as do their full-time jobs or even school for that matter?
Well, our only real adult league is our house league, our house basketball league that we run in the summer and in the winter. And there's probably 10 teams that come back season after season after season. Being that Balboa is more geared towards the 3-year-old to the 15-year-old, we don't see many college students coming in looking for sports because they're either playing at their college in the intramurals or the collegiate sports, or they're going to the municipal sports section, which municipal sports offers leagues at my park at night, Monday through Friday. They offer softball leagues. They offer softball leagues all day Sunday. So those leagues are always active at a time that I'm not necessarily on duty to see those leagues.
For the camps that you guys provide at your league, at your park, how extent do they go to?
We offer all recreation centers in the valley offer a summer day camp from about, oh, probably June 10 until about August 15. We follow the LAUSD school schedule. So as soon as LAUSD is out of school, we're starting our summer camps. And the summer camps are very affordable and run with quality staff. And they are, our recreational summer camps are available at every recreation center throughout the valley. So whether you're in the North Valley, if you're at Chatsworth, you can go see Jasmine. Hi, Jasmine. If you're in Woodland Hills, you can go see Lee at Woodland Hills and get into summer camp. If you're in Tarzana, there's Michonne at Tarzana. Michonne runs a camp every summer where she has probably 160 to 180 children. Some of our recreation day camps are really big. Others are relatively small. Balboa summer day camp, we ride between about 50 and 70 children every week. And that's about what our building can handle. So there's always opportunity throughout the valley for summer day camp.
All the recreational parks seem to help each other in the valley, so it seems.
We have to work together. We're brothers and sisters in recreation, and we all have the same common goal of our motto is providing community through people, parks, and programs. So the directors do build close working relationships. Recreation, we also offer large-scale festivals. Every summer at the beginning of June, there is the Salute to Recreation held at Northridge Recreation Center. And in order to put that event together, the committees are starting work on that probably in the fall. So all of the rec directors, aside from running our recreation programs at our own center, we are also called upon to be on committees to put together events like the Salute to Recreation or the Winter Solstice or our Halloween events.
Many people do come in attendance for these basketball games, correct?
Yes, for youth basketball. Balboa, Northridge, Granada Hills, Woodland Hills. Those are the parks that have really huge, massive basketball programs, 40, 50, 60, 70 teams. So you're getting the parents and the spectators that are coming to see their children play basketball.
Have many either people, whether it's celebrities or famous athletes, ever been to?
We have a few celebrities at Balboa. Chris Paul's child played for several years, probably 3 or 4 years ago. If anybody remembers Roman Pete, a famous football player way back when, his children grew up at the rec center and played flag football. For many years, I think his children have just about aged out. Right now, Kenny the Jet Smith comes in and his child is playing basketball. So we do see, when you're in Encino, you're going to see a lot of the high-end celebrity entertainment business people. And there are a lot of people at Balboa that are in the back rows of they're in the entertainment business that you wouldn't see them. They're the engineers or the people that are behind the scenes, the producers, that you don't see them on TV every day, but they're very big in the entertainment industry. So there's a lot of people at Balboa that are in the entertainment industry and the sports industry.
Encino seems like a really good place, excuse me, for the valley, like either for nightlife or even daytime. Do you think Encino offers the best quality places other than other places? For example, like Reseda or something like that.
Well, I think the Boulevard is where to go. Boulevard. Ventura Boulevard. And Ventura Boulevard will stretch all the way across the valley into Studio City and Sherman Oaks and North Hollywood. So there's a lot of nightlife on the Boulevard. I think Encino is more, I guess what you would call a bedroom community. There's a lot of people that live there and then they work elsewhere.
Bedroom community as in either just to live there and then go experience other nightlife, other cities, or?
Well, live in Encino and work in downtown LA, or live in Encino and work in Hollywood in the industry. And when you're working with families that have children that are 3 to 15, I don't know that those moms are out doing the nightlife. They're raising families.
More the nightlife is for the, like I said, the target.
For my staff.
The students that work
staff.
At.
My staff, yes.
Do many of your students, or not students, but the staff at the, either talk about like nightlife here in the valley or anything they do?
I know I have a lot of kids that like to go to the movies and they like to go out to eat. they like to go out with their friends. They like to go places that they go in groups. So I think movies and dining is pretty popular.
Do you have any personal preferences on where you like to go eat? Or?
Like I say, when I get out and get off work, I go home to the other little valley. So I do have a couple favorite spots. I used to like the Tony Roma's.
Tony Roma's.
But off the top of my head, I don't do a lot of socializing out in the valley because my friends are out in the other valley.
Ken, going back to Balboa Sports League, what separates Balboa Sports Leagues from Tarzana and North Hollywood Sports Recreational Park? What makes Balboa stand out instead of all the others? I know, you, like you said, it's a family and you like to work together, but what do you think makes Balboa more special than those?
I just think the quality of programming, and it's not to say that the other rec centers don't have the same high quality of programming, because we all have a goal we want to attain, and that's happy kids and happy parents and happy coaches. I think it's more just the name. Balboa has always had a following and a clientele that people want to be there.
Do you get many high school students as well, besides just children or even college students?
Well, our sports programs start with the 3-4s, the 5-6s, 7-8s, 9-10s, 11-12s, and 13-15. So once they age out after they're 16, that's when they move on and go to adult sports. Oh. And like I say, a lot of people will go over to the municipal sports section and find adult sport activities through municipal sports.
You guys also offer, your guys is also a park where you could just go in to play basketball or softball or football. What time are your guys' hours that you guys are available to come in?
We are open during the week. We are open from 9 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. Our open basketball is Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And so on Mondays from 10 to 3, you can come in and play open court basketball. And Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, it's 12:30 to 3. And we have a huge group of guys that come every day. We have every day that gym is packed between 12 and 3. There's probably 30 or 40 guys. And for that reason, we do our smaller courts. So we have two full courts that they can play on.
Many people do like to come play open gym because they like to play with other people from around the valley and just play. So I feel like that would be a good experience for if you're looking to play either competitively or even just meet people. It'd just be cool to come check it out. It's like good. You guys are open almost every day.
We are open. We're open 7 days a week. Okay. There's interim times where the sports run on a break or it's a holiday weekend, and then we may say there's no reason to be open Sunday. We don't have any programming and it's a holiday weekend, but probably 90% of the year we are open 7 days a week.
Do you guys offer any, for example, either softball or baseball or even soccer programs?
We have soccer programs for 3-4s and 5-6s, our winter sport. Right now we're taking registration for what we call Tiny Mite Soccer and Mighty Mite Soccer. And the Tiny Mite Soccer will be in an instructional league where they learn how to be on a team and learn how to work together as a unit. And then the sport leagues go all the way up to the 15-year-olds.
Seems very interesting. If anybody would even like to be interested to go check out Balboa Sports Complex, make sure to check it out. It's on Balboa and Burbank, located in Encino. You can just ask for Catherine Penny as well just to go catch up with her maybe, or even just talk about like how to get into the league and whatnot. This is very fun. I really enjoyed my time here with you. And thank you again for coming on the show. And I appreciate your time.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
I really had fun on this show. Make sure to check out Valley Life every Monday at 2:30 p.m. This has been Victor Bertato with KPCRadio.com.